Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is David, and I'm calling you from the security team of Visa and MasterCard, okay?
Yes.
And the reason why I'm calling you up, like this morning today, did you make any transaction to overseas for a holiday?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. You'll have to speak up a bit.
Sir, are you calling? I'm calling you from the head office of the Visa MasterCard Security Department, okay?
Yes.
And this morning, we have received some illegal transaction made on your account to overseas to make some transaction, right?
No, I went to see the account. I did not make a transaction.
Okay. And you use a mobile phone or a computer for your banking purpose, sir?
I use my computer, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Because, sir, there are some hackers who have tried to get access to your mobile network, and they have changed the location of your network. So we will help you to cancel up those transactions and make sure that no funds might be get released, okay?
Yes. I have a whole heap of invoices on my Hotmail account that they want me to pay. But I have not paid, I've just deleted it all.
All right. Now, we will help you to cancel each and everything. Don't worry about anything, sir. And you use the app on your phone as well? You check your balances, your account, right?
No, I don't go on the internet with my phone.
Okay, but you receive messages from the bank?
I receive messages, yes.
All right. Now, can you got a Google on your phone, sir, or a Safari browser?
I have, but I never use it because I don't put my phone on the internet.
Okay. Like with your online, have you paid for something recently?
No. No, why?
Because, sir, somebody has tried to use your information. They are ordering by behind yourself to purchase some gift card, Apple Store, iTunes gift card, okay?
No, no, that wasn't me. I don't do that. I don't do gift cards.
That's the reason, sir. Somebody has illegally tried to use you.
No. Well, I'm on my computer now. I'll go to see if anybody has touched my account.
Don't log in right now. I will help you to check the IP address location which has been shifted to a different country, sir. Okay? I will guide
okay.
you. Don't log in. Before you log in,
can I have your name, please?
My name is David. David John Mitchell.
David, and what is your telephone number there?
Sir, we are calling you from the Australian Cyber Security Department of the Visa MasterCard, okay?
Visa MasterCard.
Yeah, the headquarters, and we are associated with all the bank. We look after the fraudulent transaction. Whichever transaction has been attempted from the Australia to overseas, we verify those payments, whether this transaction are legit or not, okay?
Yes. I have. I noticed my hacker comes from Moscow, and I have never traveled to Moscow. I will never travel to Moscow.
All
so
right.
Whatever,
not
whatever they do.
We will be helping you to check. Let me help you while showing up the IP address location which has been badly tried to shift it to a different country. On the computer, you use a Google. You got a Google on your computer, sir?
Google, no.
Okay. You got the internet browser, Microsoft, Firefox.
Yeah. Edge.
Yeah. Open up the Microsoft Edge.
Yeah.
Okay. On the Microsoft Edge, search for Google there. Okay.
Look for Google. Why do you want me to go to an American site?
No, you are not going to American site, sir. You are checking the IP address of your network, the location. Okay?
Yeah.
The location of your internet network. You can see with your own eyes what is the current location of your IP address. So just search for Google on the web browser.
I don't even have Google, I think. No,
on the Microsoft Edge. Can you see search on the Microsoft Edge?
Yeah, search where? What?
Search for Google. Type Google over there.
find Google.
Yeah.
With where? In Edge?
Yes, sir. In Edge.
I don't have Google. I don't use Google. Okay, I'm searching.
All right.
Google.
Now, okay. Now you can see google.com.
Hang on, not that. It's still looking for it. Google search. Google.com. www.google.com.au.
Yeah, click on that.
Click on that.
Yeah. Now what do you see?
It says open website. Google search, I'm feeling lucky. Sign in.
All right. Now on the search, can you see the search over there, sir?
In here, in the Google Map?
Yeah, in the Google. Can you see?
It just says how, oh, Google search, yeah, it's here.
On the search, type there my, M-Y, my.
My.
Then give a space.
My, and then what?
Space, put a space.
Yeah, call my government.
Right. After space, type the number one, okay?
Number one, okay.
Then P for Peter.
P for Peter.
All right, now type country, C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, country.
Yeah, I've done that. United States of America.
Now, that's what I was trying to help you to check, sir. Are you in the United States of America currently?
I am, yeah. It says so. IP information. 66249-73-M21.
Sir, this is the IP address which should be showing up in Australia of your computer network, but it is showing in the United States. Now you understand?
Yes.
Because those hackers have changed the IP address, and that's the reason you have not received any message about the payment. You are just getting an email on your Hotmail, right, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Now, can you see the IP address location, which is showing in the United States of California? We are going to shift it back to Australia, okay?
Yes. So how do I do that?
Can you hear me?
How make it look like Australia?
Yeah, sir, once you type in for my 1P country, you can see the country location, what is showing up to you?
United States of America.
So you are in Australia, so how your computer network is showing in United States? These are the things those people have tried to change behind you. So we need to change the IP address back to Australia again, okay?
Okay, how do I do that?
I will help you, sir. The bank server will be helping you to do all these things. And all the gift card which was been tried to order behind you, we are going to cancel up those gift cards, okay?
Okay.
Now, again, press on the back.
Hang on a minute. My IP address is in America now at the moment?
Yes, that's the reason, sir, you have not received any mail about the transaction and the money is getting out from your account. So don't try to log in until your IP address gets secured back to Australia, okay? And we will help you to guide you up how we can remove those hackers from there, okay?
Why can't I just download a new Edge and just log into my normal website?
You can definitely log in, sir, but they have got access to your network. It's not about the Microsoft Edge, it's not about the computer, it is about your IP address, because the particular network that you are using has only got a particular IP address. So your IP address has been illegally shifted to a different country, so we are trying to secure it back to Australia, so don't worry about anything, sir, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, now you can go back, press the back arrow on the top left-hand side. Press back button.
Okay. I'll kill it.
Now again, you can see the Google search.
Yeah, hang on. I'm still there on Edge.
Okay. Again.
I just killed Edge.
Google.com.
So now what?
Search for Google.com. Yeah. Again, search for Google.com.
Yeah, but what do you want me to do?
On the Google, again, you can see the search on the Google, right, sir?
Yes, I saw that before, but that's the same thing we had before.
Yeah. Now you are doing a different thing, so let me complete. All right. Don't, because we need to do it fast. If I will answer up all of your questions, it might take a long time. So I'm just trying to report to a cybercrime activity on your behalf to the cybersecurity portal. Okay. Now on the Google, type over there ACSC Australia, or if A for Australia, type A as in Australia.
I haven't got Google yet.
Okay.
My computer is now totally stuffed up.
All right. Once it will be open, do let me know. Okay.
I am doing things through my computer, and people tell me never to do that. You're telling me what to do. I can see that I'm logged into America with Google, but I don't know who you are or where. You don't give me a phone number to ring.
Yeah, definitely I'm providing you each and every information, sir. But you are not letting me to report a cybercrime to the cybersecurity portal. Type on the Google, you need to type the Australian Cybersecurity, okay? ACSC, Australia.
Okay, well, let me finish first this website because it's got all the things on it that I normally use.
You can search for Google, google.com again.
I go and search. Do a search?
Yeah.
Search.
On the search, go to Google. Tap Google.
Google?
Yes, perfect.
Google. And where do I go?
Now, on the Google, can you see search?
I'm in search.
All right. On the search, type A. A for Australia.
I don't see Australia.
You need to type A on the search.
On the search. Google type A, right?
Yes, yes. Perfect.
Space A?
No, only A. Only A.
Straight after Google, the E?
Yeah. On the Google, type A. On the search, you need to type, as you type in my 1P address, the same way you need to type A. A for Australia over there on the search.
Okay.
Then N for Nancy. C for center.
Hang on, because I'm getting Google, https /www.google.com/au.
Yeah, click on that.
Click on that?
Yes.
Okay, I'm doing it.
All right. Now what do you see?
Nothing. Nothing is happening.
Okay, wait.
Google, here it is. Google recommends using Chrome. Do I kill that?
No.
Okay. Google search, I see.
Yeah, click on Google search. Tap on the Google search.
I just now clicked on it.
Now, it's asking you to type in something there.
No, it's not coming up at all.
What can you see?
I can see Google search, and then on the underline, which is really down the bottom.
Yeah, you need to click on the Google search, sir. The search. Can you see the magnifying glass?
It's not working. It's not working because Google recommends using Chrome. It's blocking it.
Click on cancel.
Don't switch. Sign in. Let me see. Don't switch. What do I do for God's sake? I don't know what to do.
Click on don't switch.
Don't switch. Say yes.
Yeah, click on yes.
Okay, Google Chrome web browser. It's come up.
All right. Can you see search? Search or type URL.
Hang on. It says Google Chrome. Download Chrome. You're just a few steps away from Chrome.
Sir, close everything. Close everything. Close all the page.
Okay, it's all closed.
All right. Now, again, open up the Microsoft Edge.
Okay, hang on. clicked on it, it's now coming up. And what do, oh, hang on, I should start with my funny website first again. It's looking for Outlook. Now I killed it again, hang on. I'm sorry, but when I start my my age, it comes up with Hotmail. And yeah. I don't want that, so I gotta kill it. But then I gotta open another tab first before I kill it. Because otherwise I lose age.
Yes, perfect. You need to open up. Yes.
Okay.
Open up a new tab.
I've got a website here, and it's just a search. Search the web for what? Google? I can search for a website. What do I do?
Not search for Google. Don't search for Google. Don't search for Google, sir. Don't search for Google. Wait.
What do I do?
Can you hear me?
I've just in the search,
type
Google.
Type there A. No, Google. Don't type Google. Remove it. Delete that.
Okay.
Delete it. Delete that.
I have removed it. Hang on. So what do I search for? Microsoft Bing.
Type A for Australia.
Where?
No. Type A for Australia on the search.
A for Australia. Australia Super, Australia Post. Excuse me?
No, sir. C for Charlie. Type C for Charlie.
There's only A and then C?
Yes, perfect.
It's now searching AC. It says,
Sir, let me complete. Let me speak up. S for Sunday now. ACSC.
ATSC?
ACSC. A for Australia. A for Australia. C for Charlie. S for Sunday. And C for Charlie again. Okay?
No, I don't have a. I don't see that here.
You need to type in, sir. You need to type in there.
I got A C E C Q A. Is that what you mean?
No, delete everything. No, delete that. Remove everything. Delete that.
I've removed everything. Hang on. It's Google is still up there. What do I do? I don't know what I have to do.
Sir, what you need to do is open up a new tab, okay? Open up a new tab on your Microsoft Edge.
Okay, I'm doing it. It's open. What do I search for?
Yeah, type A for Australia. And listen to me carefully. C for Charlie.
C for Charlie.
S for Sunday. S for Sam.
Sam.
C for Charlie. C for Charlie again.
Yes. A C S C.
A C S C.
Yeah, I got it.
What did you go?
Now I got here. A C S C Essential 8. A C S C.
Australia.
Yeah, it's here. Do I click on that?
Yes, click on A C S C Australia.
I have just clicked on that.
Now what do you see, sir? Wait, slow down.
I see ACSC homepage, cyber.gov.au.
Yeah, we are calling you from this organization, sir. This organization is working with all the Bank of the Australia. Click on that.
Click on the ACS homepage?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, I'll do that. I've done that.
Now what do you see?
Australian government, Australian Signals Directorate, Australian Cyber Security Center. Protect
your
personal devices and accounts.
Yeah, go down.
I'm going down. Get alerts on new threats.
Yes.
Report a cyber crime. Become a partner. Information security manual.
Okay. Now go down. More down.
Ransomware profile. ACSC.
Go down. More down.
critical vulnerabilities in Citrix gateway and application delivery controller. Go down. Critical severity vulnerability in Fortinet 14 off.
Go down.
Letter go down. Okay. Exercise in a box.
Go down.
Three things to protect yourself.
Yes, sir. Now you can see these are the three things you need to follow up them in the near future. What are the three things?
I can hardly comprehend what you just said.
Okay.
You talk so quickly. I'm 79 years old. I'm not that good.
All right, sir.
What do I do? Number one, update your devices to protect important information.
Perfect.
Now, what do I do?
Ma'am, sir. Like, these are the three things that you need to, follow up them in the near future for your personal and your banking, right?
Yes. Yeah.
The first thing is update your device. Whenever updation is required on your phone, you need to update it, all right?
I have no idea what you want me to do.
No need to do anything, sir. You need to just listen to me now. Now, these are the three things, the top three things, which is helping you to protect yourself. You need to, follow up them in the near future. You can see protect your accounts with multi-factor authentication, the second one, right?
Yeah. Backup data regularly to cloud or an external hard drive.
Yeah,
protect your accounts with multi-factor authentication.
Yes, these things are you will be adding a double layer of security on your cards and your account. Now, go to the stream top. Go to the stream top on this page.
On this page, it says
yes.
Learn cybersecurity.
Go to the top.
Report a cybercrime, cybersecurity incident or vulnerability report.
Yes, click on that.
Click on what? Report?
Yeah, report a cybercrime or a cybersecurity incident.
Okay. I've done that.
Now what do you
see? Now, I see Australian government, Australian signal tax rate, and ACSC cybersecurity. It now says home about ACSC, report a cybercrime incident or vulnerability.
Click on report cybercrime incident or vulnerability. Click on that.
Report cybercrime. Is there an immediate threat to life or risk harm? Please call 000. Check the status of an existing cybercrime report.
Okay.
What are you reporting on behalf of?
Yes. Now you see, you need to select your individual. There are three options. You need to select individual.
As an individual.
Right.
That's the first option that comes up.
Yes.
So I click the circle.
Yes. Yes, perfect.
And now that you will be reporting a cybercrime to police to report cyber.
All right. Now you can close the page. Now you can close this page. We have successfully made your report. Now the cancellation process and your network will be get secured, okay?
Okay. Can I kill it on the top now?
Yeah, cut it from the top. And again, open up a new tab on your Microsoft Edge, a new tab.
It comes up with the old Google LEA. But I can kill that as well, because the edge is gone.
Yes,
so what do
that.
I do now?
Open up a new tab on your Microsoft Edge, a new tab.
Okay, I will. I stopped the other program loading Hotmail. Okay, new tab, I got it.
Now, again on the new tab, can you see search?
Well, there's a search there with an hourglass. Search the web. Is that what you want?
Yes. Click on that.
I'm clicking on it.
Now type there A. A for Australia.
A for Australia.
N for Nancy.
Nancy.
N as in Nancy.
N of us?
A-N. N for no. A-N. N for no.
Yeah, N for no, and then?
Y for yellow.
Y for yellow, yes.
Okay.
Any desk are right now up?
Yes, click on that any desk.
Any desk. Here it goes. Yes. It comes up.
Now
any
what
desk
do you see?
It 15 million results or something. Remote desktop
okay.
application, any desk.
Click on that.
Click on that. Any desk?
Yeah.
Which
the right one? The remote desktop.
Platforms, reviews, support, or developer?
No. The AnyDesk remote desktop software. Click on that.
Okay, I'll click on AnyDesk.
All right, now what do you see?
Nothing. Nothing has changed. Do I click on the little letters, AnyDesk?
Yes, click on that.
You didn't say that.
All right.
Now,
it's my mistake.
So now I've done it. But nothing has changed. Remote PC.
Click on that, the remote desktop software.
It says, remote PC, work from home, fast remote access.
Yeah.
Do I click on that?
Yes.
What do I click on? The https://remotepc.com?
No, not that. So you do one thing, close the Microsoft Edge again and open up again, sir. You are on the wrong page, so
okay.
You might be on, all right, open up again.
I'm doing it again, just click. Did you realize that I have been on the telephone this morning for 4 hours because my car has broken down and I am very, very tired. I'm 79 years old.
All right.
So please be kind to me because I am about to collapse.
Sorry, sir, it's my mistake. If I have said you anything wrong, sir, I'm just trying to, like, do give me a favor, like, don't be try to, like, push on me, okay? Now, what we are going here is we are just trying to help you out because, sir, since you have, be on the phone for 4 hours, your car has been broken down, and apart from that, those hackers are also trying to cheat you up today, right?
Exactly.
Now, are you...
I've had a very wild week, but you have to see. I'm on the search the web.
All right. Now, on the search, type there any desk, AnyDesk, any desk.
A.
Yeah,
A-Y. Y.
Yeah, D.
D.
E.
S. E. For
e. D. E. D. E. S. K.
Yeah. I can click on it. AnyDesk download, it says.
Yeah, click on AnyDesk download.
Okay, I'll click.
Now what do
AnyDesk
you see?
AnyDesk download. It says AnyDesk, the same thing, with the little letters in the front of AnyDesk. AnyDesk remote app, free download, latest version.
Yeah, click on that.
Click on that.
AnyDesk, yeah. Now do let me know what. Now what do you see?
No, nothing yet. It's setting it up, I think. AnyDesk. AnyDeskNetSoftware.com. AnyDesk. Download any desk app latest version. So do I just
click
download
it? Yeah, download that. Once you download
it. I put my cursor on it. I put my cursor on the text, but it's not making me able to click on it. Three downloads.
Okay.
Should I click on that?
No.
Yeah,
my cursor
is not changing to click on it. Not on the whole world, maybe it's further down. App name, AnyDesk app. License shareware, file size 3 megabyte. Developer home, update today. AnyDesk 5.4.2 is the latest. So what do I do? Do I click on AnyDesk?
No. Can you see AnyDesk, the fast remote desktop application in a blue, it's written over there, in a blue or a black.
No, it's not, nothing in blue. It's all white.
Okay, you do one thing, close close the Microsoft again and open up.
I'll start Microsoft again?
Yeah, close it and close up again. Open up again. Now, on the Microsoft search, type there Google.
Hang on, I've got to get Microsoft. I've got to get Edge going. And here are the two programs that always start up. I don't know why. Oh, now it's killed itself. Oh, God. Yeah, here it is. Hopefully, new tab. Yeah, that's good. Google.
Yeah, what? Search for Google. Search for Google on the Microsoft Edge.
Yes, Google. Yeah, Google's here. Google A.
Yeah, now open up the Google. Open up the Google.
What do I do? I got here a list of names with Google on it. I got email, Google, Google A, and Google.
Click on the Google.
Google, American Technology Company.
No. Wait, sir. What I'm doing here is, all right, there is a technician who will be assist you further, all right? So just calm down and be online, okay?
Hang on. Why can't I bring that computer to you?
Because I can't
do all this.
All right, wait. Don't do anything, sir. Just wait. We will helping you to doing all this. Just hold the line for a moment. There is a technical team who will be supporting you now, okay? So just be online, all right?
Okay.
All right.
I have got in the search, I have Google, nothing else.
Thanks for being on hold. You are speaking to James and the technician. Okay. What exactly you can see on the screen now?
I can see Microsoft Bing, Google, I typed that in. And then it says, search the web, or it says Google, HTTPS, www.google.com.au.
Click on that.
Clicked.
Now, do you see the Google page is up? In the middle, it says Google.
It says Google search.
And search. There is a bar. You can type something, right?
Hang on. No, it's not. Yeah, it's very little. The bar is blocked by sign into Google. Save your password securely with your Google account. No thanks, or sign in.
Click on no thanks.
It's gone. The bar is there. What would you like to type in the search?
Type over there, any desk. ANYDESK. Any desk.
Any desk. Let's do that. ANYDESK.
And then search for it. Hit enter.
Yeah, I got it. I got the search. It's come up with a few. Any desk download.
Click on that.
Click on download. Download any desk now. Version 7.1. Can I do that?
Yes. Click on download. And now do you see a file is downloading or?
Support now, any desk.
Okay, and you can see there below support now, there is download now, there is a red color button.
Yes, click on that, download now, it is downloading. Download again.
Okay, now it says thank you for downloading, right?
Where is that? All platforms, all devices, download again. Do I download again?
No, you don't need to download again. You clicked on download, right?
Yeah, I clicked on download, but it says now download again.
Okay, now do one thing. Look at the keyboard. Press the control key, CTRL and letter J, both together.
Discover any desk for Windows. Your remote desktop software for Windows.
Okay, you can see download now.
Download again, it says.
Click on that, download again.
are correct. But I'm a bit worried about it because it is remote desktop connections, which means that you can probably manipulate my computer.
No, it's not connecting to me. It's connecting to the ACSA security server, from where we will be removing those people who are already there in your network.
Right.
Okay. Now, do you see any files downloading at the bottom?
No, nothing.
Nothing. Still, you can see that download now, right?
I can still see the download now, but see all supporting operating systems.
Okay, see all supported operating system. Now, click on download now once again on the red one.
I will, and I have. And now it's come up. Download again. But now it's on the top of the page.
Okay, now look at the right-hand top. Do you see there are three dots?
Do I actually see dots?
Three dots.
Three lines.
You can see three lines, right? Click on that.
I've clicked on it. It's now X. Why any guess?
I'm saying below X. Below X. Do you see three line or three dot?
No, it is a query. It says, why any desk solution services company buy now?
Okay, just wait. Are you at the very bottom of the page now?
No, I'm on the top of the page. It says, Lightbow, made in Europe, English.
I understand. The problem is that the browser, the Microsoft Edge, which you are using, that is not supporting for this software, okay? Now, at the very top, do you see anydesk.com /em downloads, anything like that at the very top?
Yes, it says https://anydesk.com/english-au. Downloads, Windows.
Delete those letters.
Which one? Make it empty. Make the search empty or the address? Do I tweak HTTPS any desk?
Make it empty, completely empty.
Completely empty.
Now type over there.
I know I can't get rid of it as easily. Now it's come up as searches and crap like that. Why doesn't it just disappear? It's gone. With the hourglass.
Okay, now type over there, Google, G-O-O-G-L-E, Google.
Google. Google. I got it.
Then space Chrome, C-H-R-O-M-E, Chrome.
Right behind it?
After putting a space.
Put a space. I got Google, and it says Google A, but I'll take the A away.
Chrome. C as in Charlie.
Excuse me?
C for Charlie.
C for Charlie. Hang on. Google. G-O-O-G-L-E. And then G? Oh, C for Charlie. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Just wait.
After the word Google.
Do you have Internet Explorer, sir, apart from Microsoft Edge?
Microsoft Edge?
No, Microsoft Edge. Do you have Google? Do you have Internet Explorer?
No, I have the Edge.
Okay.
But I can download it if you want me to. I don't know. I've typed Google in the top line of the box that came down.
Okay.
I entered Google.
Yeah.
And what do you want me to enter after the E of Google?
Type .com, Google.com.
Google.com.
Yeah, google.com.au.
There is a website for that. It's going all wrong. Don't worry. I got to do it again. Google.
Dot.
Google. Dot com.
Dot au.
Dot au.
Now hit the enter on your keyboard. Hit enter.
Yeah, I do. I always.
All
do.
Right. Now what
I have see? Highlighted. I have highlighted that particular Google.com, the AU, and then I go enter. And I have, and it's now here, Google.com.
Yeah, click on that Google.com.
Google.com AU is there. Okay?
Yeah, click on that. Just have a
click on that.
Right plus. Yes.
Now it comes up with a big line of Google.com AU. It comes up with lines as Google no.com AU / Google.com AU app, Google.com audiobooks, all without dots. Now I got a Google.com AU search engine.
Yes, click on that search engine.
Here I go.
Now what do you see?
I see Google.com.au search engine. Grow your business with Google. Help with Google Ads.
Well, click on that. Click on that, Google.
It's ads, Google.com. That's the address.
Sir, you do one thing. Close everything. Close each and everything.
Close everything?
Yes, close everything.
I have closed everything.
Now open up your Microsoft Edge.
Hang on, you got to wait for that. Because I got to kill. First, create another tab. Because the automatic going to Hotmail lights up. So now I'll make another tab and I'll see other favorites. Yeah, right. And now I can kill the other one. Okay, and I've got a tab free. I've got a search bar, and I've got all my programs here. What would you like me to do? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
I got a new Edge app, and I have gotten rid of all the other programs that were running, and I now have a new tab, the first one, and yeah. I can go to search the web.
Yeah, on the click on search to web.
Yes.
On the search to web. Yeah. Type there A for Australia.
A for Australia.
N for Nancy.
N for Nancy. Any desk again?
Yes. Now hit the enter on your type any desk and hit enter.
Yeah, let me see. I only got the enter key here.
Yes.
I have typed any desk, no spaces.
Yes.
And I've entered.
All right.
Any desk come up with a little any desk on the side.
Yeah. And the first option, what do you see from the top readout?
From the top readout, all images, videos, maps, news, shopping, more.
Yes. Now bottom down.
Excuse me?
Below that.
Go down.
Yes.
15 million results. Any desk. Remote desktop application. Platforms, reviews, support, developer.
Okay. Below that.
Click on what?
No, below that, what can you see?
Fast remote access, remote PC, work from home.
Yes. Below that?
Below that, download drive, plans and pricing, remote PC downloads. Download drive.
No.
Downloads.
No.
Remote access for Teams. Remote PC Teams.
No.
Further down. The fast remote desktop application.
Yes, click on that.
And
click on that.
Any
the fast remote desktop application.
The website address is
don't read on the website address. Click on that, the fast remote desktop software. Click on that.
Okay.
Now what do you see?
Hang on. Light Modes, Europe, made in Europe. Anydesk, create now, monitor access, now.
Yes, can you see download now below there, in a red?
Yes, it's right below there.
Yes, click on that download now.
I clicked on it.
Now what do you see once you click on download now? Can you see the file is downloading?
Version 7.18 and an embed at 4.4 megabytes. It now wants to save it to my documents.
Yes. Can you see where the file is downloading? The small little thing, anydesk.exe, the file is running there, right? The circle.
I can't see that because it has downloaded it and it now wants to save it somewhere on the hard drive.
Yeah.
So what I have is this PC, documents, new folder, Ferris, desktop download. It's downloading it to documents. And this is anydesk.exe.
Yeah, click on that. Click on that anydesk.exe. Click on that.
And where do I save it?
Okay, don't save it, sir. You save it. Is it asking you to save it?
It's asking me to save it, but it wants to save a program under documents.
Okay, save on desktop. Select desktop. Select save on desktop.
I don't know what you mean. I have a desktop, yes?
Yes. Save on desktop.
Can I leave?
Yes. Click on desktop.
Click on desktop and I save it there?
Yes. Perfect.
Okay. Being saved on desktop.
All right.
Sorry, your desktop was a bit difficult to understand. Open file, it says.
Have you clicked on save?
It says it doesn't give me. I tried to open file, but it doesn't let me.
Okay, you clicked on save, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Hang on, I got anydesk up as a program. It says connecting to anydesk network.
Mm-hmm.
My address. I can now invite you.
Okay, and do you see your address number over there?
It was number?
Your address, there are 9 numbers. Do you see that?
There is no address.
There is no, it says only your address, right?
There is no address. Oh, hang on, here it comes. It's just a while, is it? Free license. Your address, 211-880-386.
Just wait. Give me the address. Go slowly. 211.
211.
Uh huh.
880.
880.
386.
386.
211.
It's 211. 880. 386. Right.
Correct.
Okay. Now shortly you will get an option comes up says accept. If it comes up, click on accept.
Accept. Oh, that is you guys. Allow access.
You will be receiving the notification. The ACSC server is connecting you over there.
It just accept for. It's down.
You need to click on
downloading. I need to click to meet that you are now on my computer.
No, sir, it's not connecting to me. It's connecting to the ACSC server from where we will be removing those people, those who are in your network.
Okay.
Click on accept.
It says, are you aware of the risks?
Do you see there are 2 check boxes? Click on both check boxes, then click on accept again.
Hang on. It says, let me tell you what it says. A new
We are sending that, sir. Security warning.
Says,
we are sending the security warning to you.
It says, ACSC Bank Security Server.
Yes.
Would you like me to fill your desk?
Yes. Because those
and
hackers.
It says possible scam detected.
All right. Now you understand this message should be come up to earlier when the hackers try to wake you up. Now your Australian network is getting secured, so you are getting a notification from the ACSC bank security server, okay? Now click on accept.
Click on what?
What do you see? Can you see security warning, a red triangle box over there?
Session request received.
Yeah, click on accept.
I can't click on accept. Oh, hang on, here. It's on the sidebar.
Now what do you see?
Windows Firewall has blocked some features of this app.
Yes. Now wait. Now, what you need to do is...
Allow access.
Yeah, click on allow access. Yeah, click on that.
Clicked. Do you want to allow the following program to make changes to your computer?
Okay,
Windows
click on
Firewall.
Yeah, click on allow access.
Click on yes.
Allow access. Allow access. Yes.
Allowed access.
Now wait. Now where you can see possible scam detected. Can you see that?
Scam what?
Possible profile. Can you see profile? Possible scam detected.
Yeah, I can see the profile.
Now,
profile, not the file.
No. Possible scam detected. Can you see below that?
Yes, I can see... icons.
Yeah, now the first icon, you need to click on the very first icon. The very first. Yeah.
Okay, I've done that.
Alright. Now.
Request elevation.
Yeah, click on that.
Click on request elevation.
Okay, wait. Now minimize the pages.
Somebody is using my mouse, not me.
Yeah, sir. There are some hackers who did try to did all this to you. Now, wait. Now, go back. Minimize this page. Minimize it.
Minimize it.
Yeah, minimize.
Okay. Minimized. It won't minimize.
Wait.
Now it's minimized.
Again, all right. Now. What you need to do is, sir, now we will be canceling all the gift card which was been tried to order by those people, okay, behind you, right?
Yes.
One by one, all the gift card will be get canceled. Now, securely log into your account and check if there is any funds missing out or not. Once you log in, do let me know.
You mean I go to my bank account?
Yeah, log in from the Microsoft Edge or whichever browser you use. Once you log in, do let me know.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'm busy. I'm connected. By the way,
you have been kicked from this conference.